I'm going to present a few theories about what is taking place with regard to these fires, and why I believe that they are manufactured and not natural whatsoever. If you recall, a few years ago, these fires happened every single year up to this day, and they were normal, natural occurrences. But over the last decade, there has been a shift in what has been happening. And this shift has been going alongside climate change, the agenda of climate change. What is the agenda of climate change? It is totalitarian control of land, sea, and air. What does this mean? It means that climate change has been weaponized into an agenda to mislead the people into their own slavery. It's one facet of bringing about a new world order. Because everyone wants a clean, safe world to live in for themselves and their children and animals, we all want clean air and water. And so they have used this nature of mankind against himself. For the climate change agenda is merely a deception among many. It seeks to propagandize the people to control the air, the water, and everything else you can imagine, including the land that your house is on, that your garden is on, if you have a garden. All of these things can be restricted by the government. And so they have weaponized climate change in order to do so, by convincing the people that something must be done about the increase in temperature. There is no increase in temperature. We have cycles on this planet. The people that are alive today do not even have the slightest clue what happened 100 years ago. So unless you have access to someone that's quite old, like I do, like others do, although it is rare, the history that is being taught to people does not correspond with what these older people are able to articulate as history. So the history is totally different than these climate change experts would have you believe. They make everyone believe that we are experiencing something we have never experienced before. And in order to play upon this and deceive the American people, things must happen that prove that we are indeed experiencing an increase in temperature. Now, they claim that the temperature is going to rise 0.01 degrees in the next 100 years. So if we examine what's happening in California, we can see that this is not caused by climate change. So then it must be caused from something else. Is it natural? I believe not. I believe, with all of the evidence that is coming out, that these fires have been manufactured, that people and groups such as Antifa have been found, arrested, because they have been caught starting fires. Why would they be doing this? Well, because we have to increase and expedite climate change. In order to get our New World Order agenda accomplished more quickly, we're going to have to increase the temperature. So we're going to light the state of California on fire and bring it into a biblical hellfire and brimstone drowning people out with smoke, burning their houses down, altering the environment, the water, the air is so polluted, it is the most poisonous air in the whole world right now. So what you are seeing is the plan to capitalize on the agenda of climate change in order to institute totalitarian control in the near future. And through this agenda, they will be able to control, limit, put laws in place that will prevent you from growing your own garden because they release CO2 gas, which will harm the atmosphere. And no one will be able to have animal food anymore because they also release CO2. So we're going to have to get rid of the animals. No one will be able to grow their own food. And on it will go. So they're going to get rid of meat. What will this do? This will severely and drastically change the health of the nation, for they'll no longer have access to the health and sustaining properties of animal food. So the people will have to become vegetarian, and they will eventually, the majority, become weak. They will become debilitated with disease, because vegetarianism is not the way of mankind. For the body must be sustained by animal fat to protect the body, which fat does, and to sustain the body with protein, animal protein. Without these, the body will become weak and without strength. Therefore, they, the people, will not be able to rise up and defeat what is to come. They will not be able to overthrow a totalitarian government because they will be too weak and docile to do so. And that is the agenda that is in place that you are witnessing right this very moment. We are seeing the destruction of the United States of America that has been ongoing for many, many years now. And the people have not awakened to the deceivers, which should have been taken care of a long time ago. Now, they are seeing what is taking place, and it will only get worse from here. They will not stop until they have accomplished their goal of establishing a totalitarian world government police state. And they will not stop. So why is it that the American people are allowing these thugs to take over their country? All the people that have provided this country with the freedom that they have now is being thrown away. So how long is it going to take the American people to wake up? Will they ever wake up? I feel that they will not. It will be up to those of us that are awake to the deception to try to bring the truth to those that are willing to wake up. This is the biggest fire that has ever happened in recorded history in California. When are people going to wake up? Anybody home? And now what do I see when I read the news? This is a wake-up call for climate change. Oh, of course. Proving exactly what I have just laid out before you. It is all to do with climate change. I'm here to tell you that climate change had nothing whatsoever to do with the fires that are occurring in California. They were started by someone or some group of people in order to bring about chaos and destruction. It goes right in line with everything else that has been happening in this year. The riots, the virus, now the fires. Everything has a purpose. Everything in this regard is being manufactured. And how come no one has made the distinction between these three events? George Floyd, I can't breathe. The virus attacks the respiratory system, affecting the breathing. The fires in California affecting the breathing. What is going on? These are all tied together. They are all manufactured by the same group of people. That alone is proof enough. It is being brought about by man. Nobody else. Man is bringing it about. Convince the people that it is a natural occurrence. You can get your agenda accomplished because they will not know the difference, when in fact it is being started by the very people that are bringing about the agenda itself. It is a deception, another deception. And when are people going to realize that? Climate change has always been a deception since its very inception. Back when Al Gore was coming up with all of these theories, which he took from his mentor, and broadened it out into the agenda that you see now, which is the agenda of control. It is the agenda of Marxism. It is the agenda of communism. It is being used against the people. It is a deception. It is propaganda. And they have decided to ramp up this agenda, to ramp up the propaganda in every way imaginable. Now, to change the subject for a moment, has anyone been paying attention to the coverage of this Operation Warp Speed that will provide a vaccine to the people? Has anybody been reading about this? Following it? Well, Donald Trump, as I have said before, Donald Trump is apparently not on the side of the American people when it comes to the very most important things, such as vaccines, which are being pushed as something that is helpful, that is being pushed as something that is needed. That should tell everyone right there that something is very wrong with this president. Now, I'm not on here to bash President Trump. I am only concerned with the truth. And it is a fact that Donald Trump is not on our side. And I'm going to explain exactly why I say that. And then you make up your own mind. For the past few months, there has been this talk about the importance of releasing a vaccine, that this vaccine is going to make all of our problems go away. And the main person that has been pushing this has been the White House and the current administration. Now, if you recall back when Donald Trump was running for president back in 2016, and he talked about children receiving too many vaccines. But now we fast forward to the year 2020, and things have taken a turn. Now, vaccines are hailed as humanity's greatest invention by the White House, by Donald Trump. He has more or less said these very words. He then creates Operation Warp Speed, which is intended to fast-track a vaccine for the American people and perhaps for the world. Now, what should really frighten everyone is that he has said numerous times that the military will distribute the vaccine. Excuse me? The military will distribute the vaccine. Now, I don't know about you, but that sounds to me like it will be mandated. Does it not? So what are we, the people, supposed to believe when you utter those words that you're going to involve the military, they're going to distribute the vaccine, and it's going to be so quick, so speedy? Does that mean they're going to go down the street door to door and vaccinate everyone against their will? Is that what it means? I don't know. I sure hope that's not what it means. But why would you say it in such a way that would cause that thought to arise in the people's minds? That is something that you do not say in that way. Oh, the military will be involved, and they're already ready to go. They're deployed and da-da-da-da-da. Well, okay. What does that mean? I have never heard of the military distributing a vaccine in the United States of America. I've never heard it. I may be wrong. But it certainly hasn't happened in my lifetime that the military is distributing a vaccine. That should tell you something. That should be a red flag in your mind. What are the possibilities that the military are involved in distributing this vaccine, and this is all a government agenda from the very beginning? When the military are involved, something is awry. When the military have their hands in distributing something like a vaccine, something is awry. Something is wrong. Now it seems that Trump is relying on this vaccine so strongly. It is the prophylactic to all of our problems. It is the cure. That is where everything is going towards. It is going towards this idea that we are waiting for a salvation, and the vaccine will deliver it to us. Now, I've spoken about all the problems inherent with this ridiculous belief, this propaganda. It is a tactic that is being used to drive people into the waiting arms of the medical practitioner, that will do them harm, ultimately benefiting those in power, either through control methods, population reduction methods, and so on and so forth. And have no doubt that vaccines are a population reduction method. That is their purpose, alongside the purpose of weakening the people gradually over time. Vaccines are a perfect population reducer because they work over a long period of time, gradually causing disease and malnourishment, toxicity buildup in the population. As has been stated by these people, the Earth's population will double in the next 100 years. So how do we get the population down without putting people up against a wall and shooting them in the back of the head? How do we reduce the population? Well, one of those ways is through vaccines. Another is through the altering of the food supply, by degrading the food supply. Another is through smoking, encouragement of smoking, of drugs, of things that damage the body. Another is through medical treatment. That is a major cause of many deaths. Childhood diseases that should not exist. Cancer. caused from smoking, caused from the food supply being altered, genetically modified food. All of these are a way to control the population. And they believe, in their high and mighty ignorance, that they are doing the right thing by doing what they're doing. And it is true that the population needs to be maintained. But the way that they go about it is totally wrong. It is completely wrong. And it must be stopped. They are reducing the population, maintaining the population through these methods. People like Henry Kissinger, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, all focus upon population control. These very people have written about this topic. They have involved themselves in this topic, invested their money in this topic, billions and billions of dollars. So when someone asks you, why would they poison people with vaccines? It's because the population must be reduced, and they do not want to be the ones to shoot people in the head, because that will cause an uprising, and the people will revolt, and then their lives may be in danger. So they want to do humanity a favor, and they believe they're doing the right thing, so we're going to reduce the population indirectly through altering the food supply, bringing about gradual toxicity, creating prophylactics like vaccines that damage the DNA, that damage the cellular activity in the body, that cause disease, so that we have a number of people that are dying every year to keep the population in control. Now, how do I know all this? Because I have read the documentation, the writings, the lectures from people like Henry Kissinger, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Bilderberg Group, and Bill Gates, and other such people like these. They talk about it openly. It is not a secret. We are dealing with conspiracy fact, not theory. It is proven. I can give you the documentation if you asked for it. It is out in the open, period. So when I say this, I am not blowing smoke. I am stating the truth and the fact of reality. And population control is a reality. So in closing, in order to combat this immense and seemingly impossible problem, first, we must awaken the sheeple and empower the people. That is the only way, the only solution to the problem. Only then will the problem begin to reverse itself. Only when the people seek the truth honestly and with every fiber of their being will they be free. Seek the truth, and you will be free.